Security. Yesterday's storm came out of the east, as they do this time of year, then passed to the south, missing us. The wind this morning is from the north. In the lee of it, working on my Social Security, I try to measure the years I may have left against the monthly checks if I apply now, compared to those if I wait until I reach full retirement age, as they call it. Assuming there's anything left by then. Bach was on the radio earlier, before the news of the body counts from the hot spots breaking out all over like a skin disease topical treatments can't touch and governments never have approved a systemic remedy or non-invasive vaccine for. Keeping in mind that the New Deal, of which small giant step this is a fraction, was possible only when the hawks and marketeers were weaker than ever before or since, and has been under increasing attack since Pearl Harbor. I try to factor in the checks my youngest will get until he's 18, or I die, in which case they're supposed to get bigger. According to the officer who picked her up in the line of duty protecting our border, it wasn't rape, but consensual, in his paddy wagon. In the desert, on their way to the nearest jail. And factor in the rising costs economic warfare has added on to everything. The books here next to me, picked up at second-hand shops, are full of women unhappy with men, people of color unhappy with whites, etc. Outside my window, two adult hummingbirds fight over a red flower. Some of the plants growing there survive by poisoning the ground, so others have to keep their distance, some by smothering those nearby. I'm inclined to take the money and run. Then I think how much a few dollars more a month might mean when the roof starts to leak, the plumbing needs fixing, or the whole shebang starts to rot from the inside out, infected by whatever bug is already eating away at the interior.